Amen. Our scripture for this morning is from Joshua chapter 4. Begin reading with verse number 5. Joshua, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 5th verse. Joshua 4, beginning with verse number 5. These words are recorded. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every one of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Read for your hearing from Joshua chapter 4, verses 5 through and including verse number 7. May the Lord continue to bless us through his word. Amen. From these verses of scripture, we would like to use for a subject, do you remember?
Do you remember?
Amen. Do you remember? My wife has a fantastic ability to remember. Sometimes it's too good because she remembers everything. And I find myself in trouble because I may not remember something and she does. She often says, remember you said you would take me to this place or that. Or she would say, you remember you promised to do this for me this week. Now, sometimes I do forget things. I may forget someone's name. I may forget to do something I was supposed to do. I may forget certain dates. I may forget an appointment or perhaps a bill. But one thing I can never forget is God's Son, Jesus, amen, and what he has done for me.
Amen.
You see, that's why the songwriter said, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me.
Well,
now, let me say that you might forget a lot of things, but I ask that you never forget what the Lord has done for you.
Well,
you see, in our text, stones are central to the narrative of crossing over. You see, in the Hebrew context, the word stone represented a sacred object. Mm-hmm. Perhaps the initial significance of stones in Scripture is seen through Moses, who received the law and the commandments from God on tablets of stone. And here Joshua is depicted as the new Moses. Just as Moses carried the role of prophet and priest, so will Joshua carry important roles for the people. And as Israel journeys toward the promised land, this occurrence signified that God had truly remained with them. The crossing over the Jordan serves as a witness of God's enduring presence as well as his promise. As the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord was in their possession during this incredible passage, this story stands to show the awesome provision, protection, and power of Yahweh. See, when all the people had safely crossed the Jordan, God spoke to Joshua and gave instructions about the memorials they were to take. Joshua then told each of the 12 men to carry his stone on his shoulder and cross to the west side of the river ahead of the priest with the ark. The water was held back as long as the priest and the ark stayed in the river. So the men had to get the stones and carry them to land before the priest left the river. The stones would be a memorial, a sign to future generations to remember the crossing of the river. You see, when future generations asked about the stone, the people would explain how the waters of the river were cut off so that the ark and the people were able to cross over on dry ground. The stones would be a memorial to the people forever that God had held back the water. You see, God wants people to remember his great acts, and he has often authorized memorials whereby we can remember his acts of power. Amen. You see, people tend to forget what God has done. Yeah. See, they forget if they're not reminded by the Lord. You see, God's miracles were done to convince the people to believe in God. You see, future generations would not see that miracle, but the stones would remind them and would remind the parents to teach the children. We too, in this day and this age, need to remember to teach our children about God's great works. You see, memorials in the Old Testament often consisted of stones or even piles of stones. The Ten Commandments were written on stones as a memorial to God's law. Now, they weren't the whole law, but they were a visible memorial to remind people of the law. God's memorials today under the New Testament includes what we celebrate on the first Sunday, the Lord's Supper, which is a memorial feast. And it reminds us of what Jesus did for each of us. Also, the Bible is a written book reminding us not just of God's law, but of his great miracles that he had performed. We may not see miracles today as Israel did. The same miracles did not continue They didn't continue to see the Jordan just drying up every other day or every other year, but it was a miracle to see the Jordan dry for people to cross over on dry ground. But you see, we have that memorial of them recorded in God's written word. We should all take special measures to remember our mercies from God. David said it like this in Psalm 103, verse 2. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." It's our duty to tell others as well as to remember for our own selves the mercies of God. I see these stones were a declaration of God's dealings to all who afterwards should pass by that way. These stones would bring back to remembrance of what God had done. You see, the word remember means to recall to the mind by an act or effort of memory, or either think of it again, or be able to bring to one's mind an awareness of someone or something that we have seen, that we've known or experienced in the past. You see, we tend to take life for granted, and we tend to forget what God has done.
Yes.
Well, do you remember when you were bound and on your way to hell, but one day you called upon the name of the Lord and he delivered you?
Amen.
Do you remember when you thought you were about to lose your mind and God stepped in and turned your situation around? Do you remember when you were looking down perhaps the barrel of a gun and the man said, I'm going to blow your brains out. And God stepped in and caused the gun not to fire. You remember when you were going to get on an airplane, but you were late getting to the airport and you missed your flight only to see that everybody else were killed on an airplane crash. Do you remember when the doctor said, it's terminal, but God said, not so? You remember when the enemy tried to take your life, but God said to you, live anyhow. You remember when you were about to give up, but God showed up in time, and he worked it out just for you. Do you remember when you tried to take your life, but God saved your life? The song says, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. You see, that's remembering. You remember when it seemed like everything and everyone was against you, but God still gave you the victory. One writer said it like this, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me. David said, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The poor man cried and the Lord delivered him from all of his troubles. When I look back over my life and I remember where he brought me from, I just have to give him the praise. When I remembered how I could have been sleeping in my grave, but God. When I remember how I could be locked up in prison, but God. When I remember how he brought me out of situation after situations, how he made a way out of no way. When I remember all that he has done for me, I just can't sit there. I have to give him the praise. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Let me say now that we might forget a lot of things, but just don't forget what Jesus has done for each of you. Don't forget that he gave his life on a hill called Calvary. Don't forget that he allowed them to nail nails in his hands. Don't forget that he permitted them to thrust a spear in his side. He could have came down from the cross, but he didn't. He hung there, suffered, and died. I praise God that he did not move, because I believe he looked down through the annals of time and saw me down there in the pits of a city called Pittsburgh, and knew that I would need him to get up out of that old borrowed tomb. Early one Sunday morning, he didn't stay there very long. He was buried, but he still got up from the grave, got up with all power in his hand. It was like I knew that somewhere along the way, I would always remember what he has done for me. I'm not concerned about degrees. I'm not this concerned about whether I can hoop. I'm not concerned about whether I have a big church. I'm more concerned that he died in order that I might live. I'm not concerned that I don't drive a Lexus or a Mercedes. I'm just concerned that he gave me strength to walk, gave me a mind to think. I'm concerned that he's still in the midst of my life. I will never forget what he's done for me. I remember, I'm trusting you remember also, that he lived, he suffered, and he died.
Thank you, Lord.
But never forget that he rose again for you as well as for me. Do you remember? May God bless you. May we stand, please.
Amen.
We celebrate a lot of things. We celebrate a lot of people. We celebrate a lot of events. But one celebration should always be in our mind: the celebration of what Jesus did for each of us. See, not anyone could have went to that cross. I couldn't, you couldn't. No one in existence could have gone to that cross except God's Son, Jesus the Christ. Not only did he go, but he stayed there. He hung there. He suffered there. And he died there. They took him down, laid him in a borrowed tomb. So often we forget that he didn't stay there. Too often you see him hanging on crosses in some churches. He's no longer on the cross. He's no longer in the tomb. He got up. He rose with all power in his hand and gave each of us a right to the tree of life once again. Somehow we've forgotten that that's our choice, to choose to be with Christ, to accept him in our hearts. Bible tells us that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If thou would just confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Whatever you do today, whatever's on your mind, you make sure that when you leave this branch of Zion, that there's no doubt in your mind that if Jesus came back this very moment, that you will be one of us who will be caught up to greet him in the air. That's the decision that you must make. Nobody else can make that decision for you. Are you ready? Are you standing now, knowing that if Christ comes, you're going to be caught up? If there's doubt, you need to come forward. Give your hands to the officers who stand here before you, and we'll explain and share with you the salvation story. So if there's one who allows the power of the Holy Spirit to touch the very depths of your heart, and you've yielded,
amen. Yes, Lord.
We want you to come forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Is there another? Is there another? Will you come? I would not be ashamed, for if you're ashamed of him down here, he'll be ashamed of you before our Father. So if you're here, we want you to come forward. Perhaps you're one who you've already been saved, you've been baptized, but you're looking for a place of worship, a church family whereby you may be able to fellowship. You've been praying and the Lord has guided you here to Shiloh. We'd love to have you to come be a part of this Christian family, either on your Christian experience or by letter. We welcome you. This is your opportunity. Will you come? 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 Amen. Amen. It's prayer time, Shiloh. It's time for our altar call experience. Those of you who know the worth and the work of prayer, we ask you come to the altar at this time.
As you're coming to the altar, I would like the children to come first. If you could bring the kids up front. Kids up front, as many can come. Let the kids come forward. Pastor was talking about Bernadine remembering a lot. I said, yeah, I think that's the thing that, you know, wives do. But then I thought about my little 3-year-old grandson. And he would remember when I say, if you're good when you come to Grammy's house next time, you can get a pop. And he said, okay, Grammy, I'll remember. Believe you me, that next day, coming in the door, hi, Grammy, can I get my pop now? I said, how was your day? No, you said we could have a pop. I have a pop. I said, okay. So that remembering, a remembrance, starts early. It starts early. And I would like us to, as we're going in prayer collectively, to pray for our young folks. Pray for our children, the young adults. As Deacon Griffin was talking about, the young man that chose to take his life because he didn't think he had value, it touched my heart, because children are our future. And if we're not instilling God in them, instilling good principles in them, instilling strength in them, we may have others to do the same. So let us go in prayer. Eternal and merciful God, it's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we come. We thank you, God, for allowing us to come this way one more time. Lord God, we thank you for the message today, God, about the stones, about you cutting off the Jordan, Lord God, that they can lay those stones. Lord God, we have our young children here with us this morning, God, and we have an earnest plea to the parents. There's some things, God, that we can do better. Yes. It doesn't all begin in the church house. It begins in the home. So we pray, God, that we start giving the children some strength in the Word of God. We start giving the children some truth. It always hasn't been as you see. But God, through God, because of God, mommy and daddy can do this, or mommy and daddy can do that. Better yet, you as children can do well in school. It's not just who you are, it's who's in you. It's because somebody's been praying for you. And we pray, Lord God, that we can remember you, Lord God. But God, we have a job. But God, we have a home. But God, we're not on a cooling board somewhere. But God, we're not in jail right now, God. But God, we're not addicted to anything right now, God. So thank you. Thank you, God, for your presence. Thank you, God. We pray, God, that we as parents can continue instilling those things in our children. So at the age of 2, 3, 4, whatever the age is, God, they can remember you. They can remember the goodness of the Lord. They can remember from age 2 to 22 to 62 to 102. It's God that has brought us. It is God who has saved us. It is God who has covered us. It is God who has forgiven us. It is God who loves us. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, our soul should be hollering, thank you, Lord, for blessing us, Lord God. Again, God, we pray that you instill some understanding in our children. Instill some understanding in our parents, Lord God. Instill some understanding in adults as a whole. We can't remember the goodness of God. We can't remember because he died, we live. He died, we live. He was crucified, we live. He was buried, we live. He rose from the grave, we live. So God, I thank you for all your goodness and all your mercies that you continue to spread over this church body. We come right now also, God, ask you to bless the remaining part of our service. We have a homecoming going, Lord God, and we thank you for that opportunity. We could come together. So, Lord God, we also have a revival. And we pray, God, that you are burning the embers that's in our hearts. Stroke them, Lord God. Stroke them to remind us of who you are. Stroke them to remind us that we give you praise, glory, and honor each and every day. Not just homecoming, not just revival time. You are worthy of our praise every day. So, God, revive our spirits. Revive our hearts, Lord God, that we will reach out and praise you at all costs, Lord God. Be fanatical in our praise, because we are praising to the Most High God. We're not praising man. We're praising God. Let us honor God with our lips, Lord God, with our actions, Lord God. Again, we thank you for all you continue to do. We thank you, Lord God. We also pray, God, that you will bless the food, God, that we were about to receive. Bless you for the nourishment of our body and the benefit of our soul, for the hands that prepared it and the hearts, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Let the church say, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Bless you.